that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Lord, I am calling to say thank you, God. I am grateful for the sixth day in the month of June. It has not been by power nor might. Your grace has kept me. Your mercy has said no to everything saying contrary words against my life. Lord, I am grateful. Anytime I see the dawning of a new day, I say thank you, God. Your mercy has kept me to be among the living. Lord, I am grateful. Lord, I appreciate you for your powerful works. I exalt you for your greatness. I say thank you because you are good. Thank you for extending your love towards me. Thank you for making me a beneficiary of your love. I exalt and appreciate you. Thank you, Jesus, for preserving me. Thank you for delivering me from the pit of hell. Lord, I exalt you. I am so grateful. I am so grateful for everything you have done on my behalf. Thank you for victory. Thank you for healing. Thank you for divine presence. Thank you for joy like a river. Thank you, Jesus, for fighting my cause. Thank you because your name answers for me. Thank you, Jesus, because you are good. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Thank you because we keep enjoying your steadfast love on a daily basis. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Lord, I bless you. All I have to say is thank you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I say thank you. I bring my sacrifices of praise to you this morning, and all I have to say is thank you for everything in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. Today is the sixth day in the month of June 2026, and God has kept us. His mercy has said no. I want to make this declaration that I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be moved in the name of Jesus Christ. I am the city that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. The eyes of the Lord that watches me keeps me from evil in Jesus' name. The Lord preserves me, teaches my hands to receive goodness, to receive help, to receive greatness in the name of Jesus Christ. As I go out today, I will not walk out of the presence of God in the name of Jesus Christ. As I go out today, I will not err in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive the spirit of obedience to walk in accordance to the instructions of the Lord over my life in Jesus' name. I will not walk out of the presence of God in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus rewrites my story today in Jesus' name. I refuse to partake in the nonsense of my father's house in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not be a partaker of the nonsense of my mother's house in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the blood of Jesus has redeemed me from everything that speaks contrary to the word of God concerning my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Favor before me, favor behind me. Favor speaks for me, favor speaks for my name in the name of Jesus Christ. The heavens open for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I redeem today with the blood of Jesus. Everything that is permitted to come to pass over my life today is everything that God has said concerning me. I blot out the handwriting of the evil ones against my life in Jesus' name. I will not be a part of the tragedy of today in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not be a victim, but I receive victory. I receive victory on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive victory. I enjoy victory from the place of the victory that Jesus Christ has given to me in the name of Jesus Christ. Favor is my name. Mercy is my name in the name of Jesus Christ. The fire of the Lord goes before me and destroys every enemy of God over my life in Jesus' name. It is well with me. It is well with all that concerns me. It is well with our household in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer. Brethren, I want us to come together as one and pray over these precious ones, both the children and the adults that are in the cage of the evil ones. I want us to cry out for mercy, that Lord, we ask for mercy, that your mercy will stand for them in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of God will arise for them in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of God will preserve them. The mercy of God will save them. The mercy of God delivers them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that your mercy will speak against judgment over their life in any areas that judgment is speaking. In the name of Jesus, we write it with the mercy of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak the blood of Jesus over their life, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, that the blood of Jesus speak mercy for them in the name of Jesus Christ, that the blood of Jesus rewrite their stories in the name of Jesus Christ, that the mercy of God will speak for them in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, we send the word of God to you, that the mercy of the Lord keeps you in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of the Lord preserves your life in your lives in the name of Jesus Christ, and the mercy of God delivers you and bring you back home safely in the name of Jesus Christ. We cry out as one in the name of Jesus, and we speak mercy in the name of Jesus Christ over everything that is contrary. The mercy speak. Mercy arises for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Mercy seeks you out. Mercy covers you. Mercy protects you. Mercy delivers you in the name of Jesus Christ. Over you will have testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. Over you, mercy will silence the words of judgment in the name of Jesus Christ. Every presentation that the devil is presenting over your life that is saying contrary things over your lives, the mercy of the Lord wipes them away in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of the Lord overrules judgment over your lives in the name of Jesus Christ. And we will have testimony. We will say testimonies over your life in Jesus' name. The Lord delivers you with his mighty hands in the name of Jesus. He delivers you with his outstretched hands in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with you. It is well with you. You are kept in the mercy of God in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Brethren, let's continue for where we stopped yesterday. Be still and know that I am God. I want us to know that until we know him, we can't truly be still. And until we are still, we can't take charge of what belongs to us. Until we know him, we cannot be still. Stillness is the posture of the heart. So until we know God, that is when we can be still. And it is when we are still, we can take charge. God said he has given us power to rule. He said we should dominate. That is the instruction he gave us from inception. But we cannot dominate until we are still. And how can we be still? Is when we know God. When we know God, his presence rubs on us. And when he rubs on us, our lives, our hearts get transformed in his presence. Psalm 46 verse 5 and 10. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. He said he is in the midst of us and he will help us right early. I want us to know that our timing is not early enough and God's timing is not late. God comes at the right time. Verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. We are going to the next verse. That is Mark chapter 4. We are reading verse 38 and 39. And he was in the inner part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. This is the question that the disciples asked Jesus. Don't you care that we die? Like the first statement, God comes right on time. As human, he looks as if, oh, this is the end. This is death sentence. But God comes right early. God is always early enough for every situation we find ourselves. God is never a late comer. He never comes late. He comes right on time. That is why he is the present help at the very place we need him. God is never late. God is never slack. We are the one that counts slackness. God is never slack. I want us to know that stillness is the posture of our hearts. Stillness is the posture of our hearts. Stillness is the posture our hearts needs. There are different kinds of words trying to take our peace, trying to take our attention from the things that matters to the things that does not matter. That is why stillness is very important. Stillness is what helps us to be calm in the presence of God. It's the posture of our heart that silences every noise around us. Stillness requires trust. Why does it require trust? It requires trust because fear pulls us out of trust. That is the work of fear. That is why God said he has come to destroy the works of the devil. Fear is part of the work of the devil. So stillness requires trust. Fear pulls us out of trust and puts us in a survival mode. And that is the nature of human. That is what we always find ourselves always in a survival mode, and that survival mode is what destroys us. It takes our attention from what can last to what does not last and puts us in the survival mode. That is why we need to be still. So when the fear puts us in its survival mode, it makes our mind to start racing, our bodies get tense, and suddenly we try to want to take charge of things ourselves instead of trusting God. Instead of resting in God, we think our five senses, we just quickly calculate, when I take one and two together, it becomes six. And it's not six in the presence of God. I want us to know that fear is what pushes us out of stillness. But God is calling us back to stillness by trusting Him. When we trust Him, we're going to take the right posture our heart needs. So fear doesn't just steal stillness. It's still that knowing that makes the stillness possible. Let me repeat this statement again. Fear doesn't just steal our stillness away. It steals that ability, that knowledge that makes that stillness possible. You know, when we lack the knowledge that makes the stillness possible, it's a big problem. So it is when we don't have that knowledge, we will not be still. So that is what fear does. It comes to steal that knowledge that helps us take that position of stillness. This is the presence of God. He doesn't wait for us to end stillness before He shows up, but we need to be still. Our posture needs to be calm. Daily, God is speaking to us. The Spirit of God is trying to teach us what to do and what not to do. But the noise around us is engaging us and hindering us from hearing what God is telling us about stillness. Stillness is for our own good. It's better we end that stillness. It is better we take that right posture so that we can accommodate the presence of God in our midst. Be still and know that I am God. The Word of God is telling us that in that middle of that chaos, I am there with you. He is the first man in the fire. The three Hebrew children had that consciousness. They had the knowledge that God is in the midst of them. He was with them and He quenched the fire. The fire killed those that did not enter the fire, and the people that entered the fire did not die. How great our God is. Stillness, it is what calms our heart, even in that noisy situation, even in that chaotic situation. It is the peace that makes no sense. He is the one, the Bible says, when we pass through the fire, it will not burn us. He did not say we will not go through fire. The Bible says, in as much as we are on this earth, we will go through a lot. But He is there. That is the consciousness that we have, the knowledge we have, that no matter what we go through, God is there in the midst of us to see us through. If God can help Daniel in the den of lion, our God is still alive. He is not dead. It is for us to have that knowledge and be still, be calm in that situation. I want to ask you, what is that thing that is stealing your stillness? I know it can be fear. It can be the thoughts of the last experiences, making you feel that God's hands are too short to hold you. That is the lie of the devil. I don't want you to settle for that the devil has said concerning you. The Word of God for us, He said, peace be still. He said, I am in your midst. And He is always right on time to silence that chaotic situation. Only be still and know that I am God. If we look at the life of Peter, while the wave was moving, he was walking on the water. When we think about it, we're using our five senses, it doesn't make sense. But he was still, his heart was focused on God, his eyes were focused on God, and he was walking. But the moment he allowed something to take his heart posture away from God, he started drowning. Most of the time, we experience this state of drowning because we have allowed the noise to shake and take our stillness away from God, and we are focusing on the weight, on the height of that chaotic situation. As human, it's not easy. It can be very challenging. But when we anchor on the strength of God and call, searching the Word of God and professing it out, speaking the Word of God, especially against those negative words that comes, you start responding those words with the Word of God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I will not fear. It's a verse that says, when my enemies and my foes come towards me, when they come to eat up my flesh, because they will always come, they will always want to scare us. He said they stumbled and fell because we have this God that is in us. We have this God that surrounds our life. God is always there for us. Our choice is to be still in God, making sure that our heart is resting on God, making sure that our eyes is focused on God. We are gazing on God because He is our strength. He will always save us right on time. He is never late. God is never late. He is always on time. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. So this is what I have for us today. Stillness is an intentional option that we take and ask God to help us. There is a place in the Bible that somebody say, Lord, I believe you. Help my unbelief. Lord, help me. If you feel like your heart is refusing to be still, speak to your heart. O ye my heart, hear ye the word of God. Be still in the name of Jesus. Speak the word of God to that heart. My heart, hear the word of God. Be still and know that God is God over you. Be still and know that God is in the midst of me. Be still, be calm, and be rest assured, because it is only God that is the solution to what I am going through. Be still in the name of Jesus. Speak to that heart. Even when it's trying to be stubborn, continue to speak the word unto that heart until he hears the word of God. The Bible says, His word is powerful and sharper than two-edged sword. It pierces into the heart and the bone and marrows. So it can hear your heart. Our hearts can hear that word. Continually speak to it until it rests in God. My heart, hear the word of God. Rest in God. Be still and know that God is God over the situation. Be still and know that God is in charge. Be still and know that God is never late. Be still and know that God will deliver me from this chaotic situation. Be still and know that I will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of my testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ, hear the word of God. Be still. And as we do that, our heart hears the word of God, and our heart begins to align to what God has said in the name of Jesus Christ, that be still and know that I am God, because He is in the midst, is right at the center of that situation, and testimonies will be apportioned in Jesus' name. Brethren, I want to remind us that the coming of the Lord is at hand. Let us watch and continually ask God, Lord, if there is anything on my way that will hinder me from getting to my eternal rest, Lord, expose them and take it away from my life. Help my life to be presentable to you at all times, and God will help us in Jesus' name. He will teach our hands and teach our lives, teach our hearts to walk according to His will for our lives in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Enjoy your weekend.